Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler.
H-G-L-G-S-E-M-O.
In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler live from Xfinity Live here at 1100 Social Patio. My name is Quimby. I am joined alongside an excellent cast of characters. To my left, doing absolutely nothing as usual, correct, Super Sam Brady.
Into the mic, Sam.
Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, producing Kyle Smash, Nunnemaker, of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank, Feedback Thomas. I told you these speakers were too close.
Are the speakers too close?
Yeah. Turn away. There we go.
Turn away.
All right. That might work for a little bit. Wow. You hearing that?
Just a little bit.
It's okay. Feel it too. You bring it down a little bit, Tree, until we get to where we need to be. Everybody, we're live from Xfinity Live. Let's get some. We're in a playoff race. Everybody's show is brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz.
Woo!
Dave Bobuso, State Farm. Yeah, I agree. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and the Finn. Bucks County Baseball Company. The website's bigger than the showroom. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at MCSInc-PA.com. That's MCSInc-PA.com. 10% off your entire order, regardless of the size, if you mention the Green Legion. And, of course, our good friends over at Twinspires. I didn't say that out loud.
Not at all. Didn't hear you.
Twinspires. Yeah, I'll see if I get yelled at for that. So, again, a lot to get to today. I think we got some Christmas kadja left over.
I do. I got some new ones, too, from Tuesday.
I did some Giants kadja.
Good.
So
everyone loves kadja.
Everybody loves an ass-whooping when it comes to the Giants from the Eagles standpoint as well. And one of the greatest plays in Eagles-Giants history, we actually had somebody on the field at that, somebody on the sideline on our panel that was there at that time. That's the Brian Westbrook return.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to get to that in a little bit. Let's recap Tuesday's game.
Awesome.
All right, because it was an excellent win. You know what? We're going to be all positive today.
Of course, Dave's not here.
This much isn't around.
Yeah. We'll go positive.
Don't, you guys stop. You can't make fun of Dave anymore. He's got a hat on.
I don't know why that was so funny. It was just great.
No, it reminded me of old school. Come on. Bring your hat.
You and your green hat.
Snoop-a-loop.
Dave was a little bummed out of shape.
We talked about this a little bit before. If Tree ever gets this figured out. There we go. I think that sounds a little better. There we are. What did you just do?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. This is what you are about to become.
So we give the Eagles a hall pass for that first quarter last week. It was 23 days that Jalen Hurts had not played. So, you know, shaking the rust off a little bit, although you kind of want to see them come out a little bit more on fire.
A little bit more crisp.
Well, just knowing that it's a playoff race.
And Sirianni gave him the business after his fumble.
I mean, that
right there, I enjoyed that thoroughly. It was awesome.
I like seeing that type of intensity on the sideline. And then the player not just like shoo-shooing it to the side.
Or making a trade.
Yeah, exactly. and I enjoyed it thoroughly. But we can dwell on that, or we could get on. I want to get on to what we here for.
Well, and we will. We're here to nourish you, our sweet flower.
Good thing.
Well, his balls did break. His Christmas balls, that is.
Mm-hmm. They broke.
Yeah, they broke. That's why he's not wearing them around his neck.
That's why I'm not wearing them around my neck.
It's a sad day.
Bust him up.
What did you get,
Chuck? No balls.
Anyway,
you're breaking them.
One of the things I liked kicked out of the Redskins game. Sorry.
Football team?
Washington football team?
Footballish team. Not quite all the way there as a professional team.
It was a little bit more of a balanced attack. He had 33 rushes from Howard and Sanders, compared to 26 passes. Now, Jalen Hurts had 8 more rushes, but I think 2 or 3 of them may have been designed. The rest were coming out of a scramble.
A scramble play.
So I'm liking a little bit more balanced attack on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, 21 for 26, Taylor's for 298 yards, whatever it was. I think he had a quarterback rating of about 110.
Probably his best since he's been here.
It's probably his best. Washington was, you know, decimated on defense, but some of the throws he made, the Greg Ward, a couple throws to Goddard.
The lone man out, Greg Ward.
Hey, it was a great throw, great catch. He looked great yesterday. Let's see it.
Tuesday.
You're still on the player show.
We have some concerns still on defense, but they held the football team to 17 points. So
short field.
Yeah, but my only concern is when we play at home, we still only have 1 sack here.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we need to.
No, we have 3 sacks now. But
oh boy. Right. Now you're really driving the number up.
That's 3 times as many as we had going into today's game. But let's go down the panel. Diaz, Sack, then Tank. Your pros and cons from Tuesday's game. What do you got?
The pros was I like that they stuck with they got down by 2 scores pretty early, kind of on fluky. Well, like maybe the Hurts fumble wasn't as fluky. But
the interception was fluky.
Interception was fluky, and Goddard's got to make that pass and everything like that. But I like that they stuck with the game plan, and, man, it pains me to say this with Quimby and Hollis here, but they're just like road grading these guys. And it might not work in the first quarter, but when you stick with it, with a team like this, with this offensive line and the way that they're playing, you know, by the fourth quarter, the other team is just kind of worn down, but like, you know, physically and mentally, it seems.
Yeah,
they get better as the game goes on.
Yeah, I already kind of hashed on my pro. I love the way Nick Sirianni has been calling the game. I loved his reaction, how he went after Jalen Hurts when he came off the field. I loved how Jalen Hurts took the verbal lashing like a man.
I think it was this big. You took it like a man.
Yeah. You know, like, I'll tell you what, man. Like, what we've seen is the growth and maturity of a first-year head coach and a first-year starting quarterback. And that right there, the relationship, you saw the respect that Hurts had for him not going back after him and verbally saying like probably what he wanted to say. But he knew as a coach's son, hey, I did something wrong there. That's on me. It's my play. And he took it. And the rest of the game, he was just outstanding after that. My cons, this is what Tank kind of elaborated on. We need to get more pressure. I didn't see Gilbert Gottfried's jersey dirty until the final 2 series of that game. I mean, he was getting messed up. But like with a makeshift offensive line and them being on their 5th string center, I would have expected to see a little bit more of Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave in that backfield.
Yeah, my pros are I like the fact that we finally found an identity as a team. We're a running team. We're a balanced team, a balanced attack team, where we can throw the ball and we can start doing things to make us one of those juggernauts offensively, like what I was showing somebody last night, where you're a good
juggernaut
offense.
Juggernaut is a great word because Jordan Howard reminds me of that character.
You play him, it all goes Marvel to the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, he's
playing Juggernaut.
So when you look at the... Were you able to run the ball the way you are? You could pass where you want to. And that's what I was reiterating to my esteemed colleague Quimby there last night. He was saying we needed to make more passes downfield. I was like, but when you're knocking the snot out of somebody, and then you're knocking the snot, and then you come with that play action fake, they don't have that energy to get the rush that they would if we were passing all the time. They don't have the energy to rotate like they want to, and we're able to hit those big passes downfield. Now, the cons were, as everybody knows, I'm defense. I was also showing up things on defense where we didn't have to blitz, but they don't have to always know who's coming. They don't have to always know who's coming. You have to trick the offensive line sometimes, especially when you have makeshift offensive linemen and you have pigeons, because when you have the pigeons, they don't know. They just want to block the guy in front of them. Sometimes that guy may be dropping, and a DB or a linebacker is coming, and that's how you see those guys when they're running free towards the quarterback. I want to see that. I want to see that with our defense. That's the only thing. Some creativity on our defense is what I would like to see.
Agreed. As you brought up, We only had three sacks at home. And here's a negative, and I'll bring it up. Fletcher, look, dude, up until Tuesday, you had one sack. Hollis says it all the time.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
We have one sack.
Giggity. Giggity.
All right.
Tank says it all the time. Act like you've been there.
Yep.
There's no reason. I get that you're pumped up, but I don't want to see you crawling on the ground like you've actually done something this year. All right, you have 2.5 sacks. That means you're getting paid $6.5 million per sack right now.
Also, another pro to Quimby is the fact that we're going to be in D.C. next week. I see you have it here on the run sheet. Why don't you tell them how we can sign up for that other bus that we got going for the
closed
trip.
Up.
Closed up. Yeah, it's a bit outside.
All right, hey,
closed up.
Just making sure that we're filling those buses for Sunday. When we're on the way down, we're doing the show next Sunday from the bus.
I think we're crapping out on the second bus. So we're going to focus on bus number one and just enjoy.
You sure?
The 50 people that are going. Yeah, you know. Yeah,
positive?
Well, yeah. You tell people that, you know, when it's time to sign up, you got to do it. And you have 40 people ready to go, and 6 do.
So we're the playoff push, baby.
I don't understand, but that's all right. You know, there's a negative.
One of the
don't say you're going to sign up for a trip when we tell you to, and then you don't yet. Richards.
You are so jolly today. The Christmas spirit has overcome you.
Fa-la-la.
I wish I had my soundboard right now.
Because the good news is you're fired.
That's why the pregame show is my preferred one. I do not get fired, generally.
Here's another point I want to bring up. And I tried to explain to Dave on Tuesday when we were talking about this at the player show. By the way, this Tuesday at the Finn, formerly Mad Rex, at the Fillmore in Fishtown, Jack Driscoll. Jack Driscoll will be joining us from 6 to 8. We're on from 6 to 8. He'll be joining us from 7 to 8. So make sure you guys come on down and join us there. By the way, Jessica is 22 years old today.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday.
Jessica, I'm 51 and still going strong. We'll talk later on.
Debatable.
This is take the red pill or the blue pill?
Always the blue pill.
Yeah, that's the bit outside. I don't know how they're laying out these pitches.
One of the things that I took from last Tuesday's game, Dallas Goedert wants to be considered as one of the best tight ends in the league, and I get one drop, which you saw in the first drive, but that second drop in the second half, whoa. It was, all right, dude, you're... I love seeing the fact that he's been a little bit more of a focal point in the offense, especially the passing game, which has not really matriculated like we expected because this team... And by the way, I guarantee Jeffrey Lurie has a bunch of stress balls in his office, knowing that he...
Stop doing that with your hands.
Now, please.
Now that he knows that his identity is a running team, I guarantee he's pissed. He's completely pissed. But
he'll take the wins, though.
I want to see, in pressure situations, I want to see Dallas Goedert come up bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a great game. He had a touchdown. He had 7 catches for 117 yards.
Yeah, 39.
139, whatever it was.
Could have had another one on that second drop, though.
And the thing is, though, he's young, and you don't like to see it. Now let's see him correct it and just, you know, get better.
Well, that's it.
You don't
it.
Want it to become a
that's
trend.
Yeah, yeah, you know, as long as we don't see that like trend, because at this point, you got to be uber-focused. You have to be completely focused with what's going on because you're battling with Minnesota, who has to play Green Bay and...
they play the Rams today.
We have a cakewalk compared to Minnesota's schedule.
Yeah, but it's one thing that I want to mention, and I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this. Last year they...
Nobody's paying attention to the hand you raise when you want to talk, but that's all right.
He's got tequila on the rocks in his hand, man.
So apparently you saw my hand. So as I digress, you remember last year, this team we were about to play, we put them out of the playoffs by pulling our quarterback.
Yeah, they got their revenge game.
They got it out of the way.
No, this is their revenge game because this is the one that they could just take
if,
it to us.
If this is not a complete total ass whoop,
I know that's what I'm saying.
We'll get
we need it to be that.
With Jake Fromm, State Farm quarterbacking?
Well, I think they think Jake Fromm is going to be competing for the starts up next year with Daniel Jones.
He's going to be competing for the guy that cuts the coconuts off the pineapple trees. Out of Miami, so they don't hit you in the head on the beach.
I'm just saying.
Well, we were saying this playoff race in Minnesota, they got a tough road. We know exactly, we've seen this story a million times before. Minnesota is actually going to be in the driver's seat going into the last week, and Minnesota will do whatever they need
Minnesota
to.
Does.
Yeah,
so I'm not concerned about Minnesota. Kirk Cousins. They will do what they
Kirk
do.
Cousins. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Now, see, this is what you have to take advantage of today, Quimby, is the fact that we've lost two in a row now to the Giants, right?
Yep.
So in the last five seasons, the Giants are 23-57. The Jets are 22-58. They're the two worst records in football. You cannot possibly, if you want to be taken seriously as a playoff team in this league, you have to win this game. And as Tank would say, you need to throttle this team.
Yes.
Destroy.
Make a statement.
I have a quick question for everybody, and I think this is valid. We didn't get an opportunity to talk about it much on the players show on Wednesday this
week.
You were
coddling somebody.
Yeah, hey, we had to.
I know, I'm going to tease you.
But, again, Green Legion Radio live here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, broadcasting from 1100 Social here at Xfinity Live. We're in a situation right now where you see people expecting more. Now, I get it. This team is young. We weren't supposed to even compete for a playoff spot. But I want to get everybody's take here. I get you. All right. Just let me finish. I want to get everybody's take here on the Miles Sanders tweet, followed up by Darius Slay, regarding Jalen Reagor, and what seems to be nothing more than millennial whining like a little bitch. Sorry, I'm saying it.
Who do you love more, Penn State fans, millennials, Notre Dame fans?
People in general.
I'd like to put them all in the Christmas stocking and beat them with a bat.
Oh, there you go.
But Miles, you know, look, I get that you want to – Miles Sanders, I get that you want to come to the rescue of your teammate, Jalen Reagor, who deserved every bit of the booze that he received. But you might want to focus on yourself first because – fact of the matter is, you were on a mission to get booed yourself with your consistent east-west running that got you nowhere. It took for Jordan Howard to come back and show you how to run north and south for you to adjust a little bit of your game. So be careful because the boos were about to rain down on you, and the only reason why they didn't is because your ass couldn't stay on the field long enough or stay healthy enough to be consistent enough to show everybody how bad your east-west running style was. So look in the mirror before you talk. Not only that, this is not the first time you berated Eagles fans. You did that in the beginning of 2020 when everything was going awry. Oh, we don't want, no, we expect this. And now we know that Carson Wentz can play. So don't tell us that we shouldn't have expected more out of our team last year. You can kiss my ass straight up.
I don't have any problems with, I'll start this by, fans can boo whenever they want. You know,
thank
they
you.
Can boo whenever they want. With that in mind, though, it equally pisses me off when we as a collective, Eagles fans, Philly fans, get bent out of shape when a player claps back like that. I don't have any problem with what he said. He's protecting his player.
Correct.
And it doesn't bother me. He's allowed to do it. I don't think it doesn't stop the ability for people to boo, but I just think for us to get bent out of shape is it's real soft sauce.
I think the timing of it was
it's applesauce.
It wasn't called for. He didn't do anything. He booed at those times in the
game
where
stupid.
He was booed.
The fans are being stupid.
If he muffs a punt or he drops a pass, boo him. That's fine. But like everybody was
erroneous. Erroneous. He deserved it. But this is the first time we were back at home in a month.
But he makes a catch.
First time we were back at home in a month. We never had an opportunity to boo him.
For the other stuff.
After that Giants
really?
Game.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes it right. No, listen. And it's not for a lack of effort. I think the guy is trying hard. I think he wants to be good.
Try harder.
But listen, you guys are booing a guy that Howie messed up the pick on and took the wrong guy in the first round. You're booing him because he's not Justin Jefferson. That's the problem. It wasn't his fault. He didn't say, Howie, please take me with that pick. You want to boo a man? Boo the guy that's in the booth sitting next to Jeffrey Lurie. That's who you should boo.
Yeah. Well, those are not the guys who missed the passes. And what I got? Yeah, 1 minute? Well, let me make this.
Oh, whoa.
Let me make this quick then. The fact that
you just wasted 15 seconds with your narrative. Let's go.
I'm shedding that. Thank you. As I finish this up, as I drink my tequila.
Oh my God, you have nothing. There's 30 seconds. Let's go.
Shut up. Thank you. Basically, if I'm in a locker room and a player is worried about what the crowd is saying, that means you're not doing your job. And it's
okay. Good. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You need to handle your business, and the crowd will take care of itself. All that back and forth, the clap back stuff. You don't need to clap back at fans. The fans pay their money to see you, and if you're putting on a horrible performance, you deserve to get booed. I'll be here all week.
All right. Thank you for that stopwatch segment there, Tank. We appreciate that. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia and from the patio of 1100 Social here at Xfinity Live. Pre-game show, don't forget, the Harry Mays pregame show coming up right after this. We're brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler. Back right after this. Wow. Tank still doesn't realize we're on right now. It's okay. We're live. We're back, everybody.
He's blooming over here.
Yeah, he's blooming right now. Jesus. Yeah, I'd rather you be a blooming onion.
I was thinking the same thing.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio live here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. We are in 1100 Social's patio. Excellent crowd out here. Almost 400 people today for our tailgate. GreenLegion.com, last tailgate of the season, which is Dallas on January 9th. Real quick, want to talk about our sponsor, Twin Spires, everybody. Twin Spires. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sports app in Google Play or your iTunes Store. Open up an account using the code Legion10. That's L-E-G-I-O-N 10 for those who don't know how to spell, which are many of you. Deposit $10, bet $10. The next day, you got $250 in your account, and they are now legal in New Jersey. They are now legal in New Jersey. As far as the under bets go, kind of got bit in the ass the last 2 weeks. Down about $3,000 the last 2 weeks, except this week has been all under. All under, all the time. It's been a nice little run, so back up about $2,500. This week, what are the birds today?
Minus 10.
Woof.
Yeah, we started at 8.5, now it's up to 10.
I still like minus 10, to be honest with you. I don't think the Giants score more than 6 this entire time.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Anybody got anything they want to add?
I said it was going to be 28-17.
Okay, so they still cover. Zach.
Prediction. Pain.
I think this is the point where I'd like to add, since we're talking about betting and gambling. COVID, thank you for your Christmas gift of ruining everyone's fantasy football playoffs. I'm down Lamar Jackson, so I have Tyler Huntley. Not bad. Down him. I'm down everybody. I have 8 guys. Listen, out.
Nobody cares about your fantasy
team. Everyone cares about my fantasy.
No, we don't. We just hope you lose.
We do. So once again, Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Make sure you download it. You didn't hear that from me.
What'd you do?
All right, you
what'd
guys.
What'd you say?
Shut up. So here we go. Time to talk about the Eagles versus the Giants game.
Yes. What'd you say?
The Eagles versus the Giants.
Okay. I take offense to that.
I hope you would.
Your name is...
And by the way, we are looking for a new intern here on the Eagles Radio.
Excuse me, your name is Jenna?
Wow.
No, Jaina?
Yeah, right? So, first, let's get to the injury report. Zach, what do you got?
All right, so for the Birds, everybody is active today. Sean Bradley is out on the COVID list, but we get left guard Landon Dickerson back. Miles Sanders and Jordan Mailata both did not practice the other day, but they are full go. Everybody is rare roll today.
What about Kelsey?
Kelsey's good.
Full go, baby.
Kelsey's good, yeah.
Who said Kelsey was out?
No, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce
is out. So for those of you that haven't fantasy football,
who gives it?
Take
damn.
Him out of your lineup.
Yeah, I didn't.
Diaz, do you have him too? Yeah, my lot is good.
Oh, take him on fantasy? Okay.
No.
You got that, right?
Giants suck.
Yeah, Giants do suck.
All right, Tank, let's start trenches, baby.
Okay, we're going to start off with the Pigeons on the Giants line. We can start with Matt is Perter Peach and Will Hernandez. And actually, pretty much their whole offensive line is like decimated in injuries. They've given up a 28 sacks and a bunch of pressures and a bunch of hits.
So we should get 1.5 today.
We should at least get 2 or 3. If they do some things that I think that they're going to do, especially with cutting up the line and running some line stunts for our guys. These guys have immense amounts of trouble with line stunts. That's not one of the teams killing them up front with a four-man rush.
Do we run any stunts?
Yes, we run stunts, but we tend to run right into the other opposing offensive line and just let them have their way with us. But looking at the offensive line, the up-the-gut stunts and the TE stunts should work. They are pretty good offensively for the run. And here it is. Sorry about that. They run pass. It's like they're 27th, so they kind of stink on offense. My bad. They're better on defense. Their defense is actually swallowing the guys on the interior, the three guys. But between them, they're 7.5, it's 5.5, 3.5, and 2.5 sacks from the interior three. And we always have that
trouble.
There
were four there.
But it was three. What is three guys?
They have a 3-4.
3-4. They're running 3-4. So it's like between Benny Shelton, he's questionable, but the other guy, between all those guys, all of them have sacks, and they actually are pretty prominent in getting pressure up the gut. The one thing that I do want us to do, as far as like defensively, because I'm speaking more about defense, because I feel like this is a game that we need to step up and exact some dominance, because this offense is just waiting to be dominated. Down the second, actually third string quarterback. A guy who hasn't played that much in the NFL, but they're looking at him to
khakis
to promote him. Jake from State Farm. They're looking at him to promote him to actually battle out with Daniel Jones next year. So this should be a game that, and on top of that, as I said earlier, I feel like this is going to be a game they're going to pull out some extra stuff offensively to try to stop us.
And real quick, I want to point out the guy in the crowd wearing the Detroit Lions outfit.
Oh, dear Lord.
For no reason whatsoever.
God bless all.
Well, he's okay.
Thanks for that gift game back in late October over Halloween. We appreciate it.
I did just see a guy with a Matt Jones jersey, New England, walking by. So there's a couple people here just for nothing.
Somebody has a Matt Jones jersey?
Yeah, Matt Jones, yeah.
Oh, what's worse, the Lions jersey or the authentic Reg jersey?
Yeah,
right there.
I would think I would think the Target in the stands blue and red and white suit we got.
He's real
here.
Festive.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't like pushing business away, but guy wearing a Mac Jones jersey, kick that jackass out of here.
Now on our defensive line, we have, as he said, we have 3 home sacks. I'll let that sit in. 3 home sacks. I'm looking for the guys up front, especially whoever lines up over Matt Pete and Will Hernandez. I'm looking for those guys to make sport of those guys, because they've been getting made sport of all season long. So we should have a good day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Zach, let's get to running backs, brother.
Yeah, well, Dave Bavuso has to love these free plugs for State Farm. Jake Fromm, State Farm. He's got to love
Fromm,
this stuff.
State
there
Farm,
you go.
Dave Bavuso, State Farm.
All right, running backs.
New Jersey.
Yes, running backs. Saquon Barkley for the Giants is the starter. First round pick, second overall in 2018. Promising first 2 seasons. Not too good the last 2 years. Only 2 games in 2020 after tearing his ACL. Has missed 4 games a season. 429 yards rushing and 2 rushing touchdowns on 115 carries this season. Has seen most success in his career against the Eagles, although the Giants are only 1-4 in those games against the Birds, which is the most frequent one that we wound up losing up there when we turned the ball over 4 times. Backup running back Devontae Booker. He's actually having an equal season to Barkley. 113 carries for 506 yards with 2 touchdowns.
Barkley
rushing.
Hasn't played for...
But those 4 games, but he's only started 4, so he's seeing limited time, but he has more rushing yards than Barkley does.
Yeah, but also, Sack, they're using Devontae Booker in more different situations and more... Sometimes you look back there, you think it's Saquon, but it's actually Devontae Booker.
Yeah.
So they use him on fourth down and some key situations.
They also pass to them a lot. Yeah. I mean, the Barkley has 37 receptions for 248 yards, receiving and 2 touchdowns. Booker, on the other side, has 32 receptions for 237 yards and a touchdown. They're going to be doing a lot of check down Charlie stuff today between the two of those running backs.
Well, let's get the receivers, because our good friend Irving Fryer did not make it in today. He's feeling a little under the weather. No COVID, but just feeling a little under the weather. So, Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer, make sure you get better, everybody. Make sure
Sal is in chase.
Send our prayers and stuff with you. But
by the way, we haven't had a fire up statement yet. Everybody,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, so from a receiver standpoint, on the Giants side of the ball, the only receiver they have is Kenny Golladay. And
he's coming off injury.
He's coming up, but he's also coming up against Darius Slay. All Pro Bowl selected Darius
Beast.
Slay.
Former teammates.
I saw somebody walking around with a Tony jersey. Thanks for that donation.
Yeah, he's over there.
Kadarius.
He's hiding behind a hood.
Kadarius Tony, he was reinstated from the COVID-19 list yesterday, but also battling injury for a couple weeks prior to that. Hasn't played in four games, and they do have concerns about his conditioning right now. Mm. We actually won't know if he is starting until 11:30 a.m.
Wow.
This is an absolute game-time decision. That leaves your second wide receiver is Farrow Cooper, which...
Who?
Farrow Cooper.
Farrow.
Oh.
Right, so...
We're the pyramids.
He's a guy. He's alive.
He's
breathes.
A guy. But he's more of a return specialist
Chris
than anything
Collins
else.
Now, here's the guy.
As far as Eagles receivers, you know, expect Dallas Goedert to have a game, but just seems like if they have any sense of sensibility, they're just going to jam the ball down their throat all day long. Run. So maybe you see a couple nice plays off of play action. You hope to see one bomb. Maybe we see Quez getting in the mix with a nice deep ball. But outside of that, just expect not a mucho.
You think we're going to see Devontae Smith line up at tight end again? We're going to put Darius Slay back out there, wide receiver?
I think so. I mean, Devontae Smith plays like he's 245.
The one thing about Devontae Smith we all have to say is he could play this. Remember, we were so worried about his frame.
You were worried about his frame.
Nah, the
Slim Reaper, baby.
We, as in general, everybody.
Well, no, because it was only you.
It was not me. I wasn't worried about his frame.
Yes, you were.
I was very happy with the pick.
Who brought it up?
Every game, he gets limited opportunities and makes plays every game.
Sack, linebackers.
All right, linebackers. They do, as we had talked about in Trench Talk with Tank, they have a 3-4 base defense, so they start four linebackers. Sam linebacker, Lorenzo Carter, right inside linebacker, Reggie Ragland. Weak inside linebacker, Tay Crowder, but outside linebacker is a rookie. He's the standout amongst the four. Azeez Ajulari set the Giants' sack record for a rookie on December 5th with 6.5. He now has 8 on the season. He's a guy that's going to be on Jalen Hurts if they have anybody between their front seven that's going to be after Jalen Hurts today. It's going to be this guy. Keep an eye on him.
Secondary for the New York Giants is an interesting situation right now.
Bradbury and a bunch of clowns.
Yeah. Well, you got Jabril Peppers out.
Oh, he's out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Darnay Holmes more than likely out. Mm. Also, Adoree Jackson, Aaron Robinson, Keon Crossan, and J.R. Reed all on the COVID list.
Wow.
Today. Yeah, it's...
So we're all starting in their secondary today.
The four of us have a better shot of running a 40 faster than their practice squad right now.
I don't know.
And then, you know, you have Slay and Maddox playing really well at the corners. I do like what Epps and McLeod, you know, they're playing serviceable. They're not a standout. We don't have a standout safety strong free position at this point, but they're playing well enough. And as long as Slay and Avante continue to play, they're playing, again, going up against Kenny Holiday, Galladay, and Farrow Cooper. You know, look, everything about this game screams they should whoop their ass. Of course, that doesn't happen in the NFL, unfortunately, but everything says, you know, there's going to be a can opened up.
Yeah, division games are always like that. You know, you don't expect that. I mean, you were lucky enough to get the Eagles against the football team at 6.5. It closed at, 9.5? And we won by 10. So these lines are set for a reason. Vegas knows what they're doing. So you want to sit there and look at it and be like, division game, hey, we're going to take the Giants underneath that. I'll tell you what, this right here, the Birds need to establish themselves today. You need to create your identity and get it out there and just slaughter this team.
Diaz, let's get the quarterbacks, baby.
Quarterback here. First off, congratulations to Pro Bowl alternate Jalen Hurts for his record-setting quarterback rushing record last week. He broke Mike Vick's record. I think the NFL record is 14.
It's probably Cam Newton.
I think so, but with 3 games left, certainly within reach.
And be your mom's favorite player?
What? What? But, hey, like we said earlier, Jalen Hurts is coming off the best game of his career. When you keep him moving a little bit, you know, he's not accurate. We know that. We're winning without it. Trying to look at it overall, the last 7 games, the Eagles, we know the rushing. They're second in the league in points scoring, 29.5 points over 7 games. I mean, that's not all on the quarterback, but he's the leader on the field. You know, like I said, voted to a Pro Bowl alternate. This is a game where, yeah, just like last week, hey, 296 last week?
Yeah, right around there.
You know, I think that they could, it's going to be that 500-yard type game. They're going to run the ball, and then a couple of deep passes to Goddard and Devontae, hopefully, or Quez, whatever you choose. But we're supposed to be having fun here, so let's talk about the Giants quarterbacks, okay? Daniel Jones.
Jake Fromm, State Farm?
We're going through all – we'll get to Jake Fromm, but because he has never played a down in his life here. He was 6-for-12 last week. Yes, that's right. He never made a start. He started because Mike Glennon – thank you, Sack, as on our way in here today. Mike Glennon, he of the yardstick neck, is not starting. He's a healthy scratch.
I wonder why. Is it 3 interceptions last week?
Something to do with that. Now, what Sack had told me, this is great. He has made $30 million in his career. Mike Glennon, God. He has 2 wins. He averages $50 million a win.
Awesome. 18.05 was from the Bears.
And a close second place is Fletcher Cox on sacks.
$1 million per inch of his neck.
18 of that was from Tampa Bay. They traded him to the Bears.
So let's talk about Jake Fromm here. Jake Fromm, we all remember because he was a starter at Georgia for 300 years. He's 6'2", 215. He was a fifth-round pick at Buffalo, I believe, last year. Here's the NFL.com scouting report before he was drafted. Full field here was shown a consistent ability to change plays, make smart pre- and post-snap concerns. Arm strength and natural ability are question marks. He's an intelligent game manager whose range is good backup to middle starter. This guy sounds like a future NFL coach. There's a flip chart.
Why don't we do this? I got to get to a live read. Let's come back so we don't rush you through your quarterback. Okay, okay. We've got special teams. Yeah. We're going to go over quarterbacks when we come back here. Good. Everybody, life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yeah, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Babuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Green Legion Radio pregame show live on Fox Sports The Gambler and on the patio of 1100 Social here at Xfinity Live. Back with our final segment right after this. All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio pregame show live on Fox Sports Gambler and on the patio of 1100 Social here at Xfinity Live. Do not forget to stay tuned for our show for the Harry Mays pregame show here on Fox Sports Gambler. Harry, hope you're well. Merry Christmas from all of us. Tim O'Keefe never gets enough credit back at studio for taking care of us. Appreciate you, brother. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ben Jansen.
To you and your, yeah, much better than Johnson. JJ.
better music choice, too.
I like Barrett Brooks just ripping Jansen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
I got to look back on that.
It was great. Anyway, let's finish this up here. We got one more segment, and is everything okay, Connie? Okay, good. Diaz, what else you got with quarterbacks? And
we'll wrap it up, yeah. Just to give you an idea of what Jake Fromm is, we all remember him from Georgia. He's a little guy on his little spider chart about his physical abilities.
Does he have small hands?
Yeah.
Unbelievably small hands.
Baby hands.
I imagine that Saturday Night Live skit with the woman with the small hands. He's in the third. I know this isn't like a big, huge thing, but he's in the 3rd percentile of quarterbacks.
I would have had to hold his whopper for him.
He also has small arms. Zach is talking about he wants sack. Like, this guy, he's got to put the ball on the ground. He's going to have to put the ball on the ground.
Well, if we sack him, I think he'll put the ball on the ground. But I think they're kind of high on him because I don't know if you watched their last game. They took Glennon out because he was sucked.
Trash, yeah.
Yeah, and so they put him in. I think they were going to do it earlier. But, you know, Glennon wanted to go back in, and he threw one last pick.
It's
got to hand it to him.
They are such a disaster, though. I mean, this morning I see that the Giants say they're bringing back Joe Judge and Daniel Jones.
What for?
Next year.
Laughable.
It's just Daniel Jones. Yeah, he's a quarterback here. Giants, you have no idea what you're doing. If you're gonna fire Gettleman, the new GM is gonna want some coach. They are such a disaster.
Who
over
says
there.
They're gonna fire Gettleman?
Oh my God, he doesn't know what he's doing.
If Judge are back next year, Gettleman's back. That just makes this even more laughable for the Giants. Thank you for another losing season in 2022.
I didn't know the whole story behind Daniel Jones and Dave Gettleman, but this is how Dave Gettleman identified this guy. At the Senior Bowl, the year before he was drafted, at the Senior Bowl, he played two series in the Senior Bowl, and Gettleman was sold. He's a quarterback from Duke. He had a terrible record. He threw for 170 yards a game. He's not – I mean, good for us.
Yes.
Good for us. They are a dumpster fire. I don't know who's worse, the Giants or the WTF-WFT. I mean, battle one or two.
You teach me to ball?
LOF-WTF-WFT? Yeah, the WTF-WFT. That's what we're going with. That's so awesome. Quarterbacks, you're right, it's got to be a complete ass-whooping today.
Yes.
Just get after them.
Just get after them. Really nothing.
Do we have anything on special teams? Do we care?
They're special.
Nah, they're special. let's get a return.
Too Kaja.
Let's do
all right, everybody. It's time for Kaja, and unfortunately, Slash does not have his headset on.
Slash doesn't have his headset on. It's time for Kaja.
He's out on Kaja this week.
Yeah, that's okay. So we're supposed to have an intro for Kaja that was supposed to be done like 2 weeks ago. Oh,
Professor
Slash,
show
that.
Yellow.
Yeah. Where's our intro for Kaja?
Right here. Time for kick-ass or jackass.
Time for kick-ass or jackass.
They don't call the best producer in the league for nothing, Bob.
That was his 30th take.
Voice of an angel.
I'll call
chirping. Stop. Anyway, time to get the Kaja, baby. Kick-ass or jackass. P.S.
You want me to start?
Yeah, this is our favorite segment, everybody. We're going to go over topics, and we're going to... talk. We're going to say whether or not it's kick-ass or jack-ass. Diaz, go.
I'm doing Christmas topics. We'll start with Zach. Well, I know Sam, she wants to talk into the mic. Starting off, Zach, kick-ass or jack-ass? Matching pajama family pictures.
Complete jack-ass. You'll never see it out of me and my family. The kids, yes. The parents, should never. Yeah, never. Never.
I'm going to say kick-ass, but that guy in the Liza outfit is here with a Giants fan.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
Sad household right there.
I was cracking it. That's why I was trying to get you guys' attention. But I love the pajama photos. They're awesome. They look pretty fun.
Okay, good. Move on.
It should be a felony, jackass.
Thank you.
What, have you had to do it?
No, I didn't have to do it.
I agree. Third degree felony. Tanquila, shut up.
Jackass.
Total jackass. You got one? You want me to keep going?
Keep going. Keep going.
All right, next one. Zach, kick-ass or jackass? We all love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely.
How about the Green Legion Radio Christmas bonus checks?
Yeah, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year, Clark. I didn't see one of those this year, so jackass.
I'm going to say kick-ass. You never look like a gift horse in the mouth, and you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Both of you dick changes. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Our Christmas bonus is going to be matching pajamas for the Green Legion.
Yeah, I hope you guys all realize that I have the veto to stop paving on y'all checks.
Yeah, I'm going to say complete and utter kick-ass, and you're all lucky you still have a job. There's your Christmas bonus.
Tell them again.
I'm so happy to be here.
Good answer, Sam. They're obviously kick-ass. Thanks, Quibi, for keeping us around.
Yeah.
The next one.
Hold on. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
Yeah, you punched yourself out.
Clyde Simmons running for a touchdown off of Luis Zendejas' block field goal attempt to beat the Giants, I believe.
Yeah.
1988, right? Does that sound about accurate? Remember that play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Zendejas' field, they run out of field 17-17. They're going to kick field goal to win. Boom, gets blocked. Zendejas picks up the ball for whatever reason.
And laterals it
to Clyde. And Clyde runs in for a touchdown. Good, Sam. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
I was being pipe trained, but kick ass.
It was kick ass. And he wasn't trying to lateral. He was trying to throw it over his shoulder. And it just went to Clyde. That was the funny part.
Yeah. Clyde the Glide. Kick ass. The hit. Chuck Bednar on
Frank Gifford.
There it is.
Yes.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee. Best South Park episode. Kathy Lee, you bitch.
Sam, you're going.
No.
Kick ass. Frank Gifford was out of the league for 2 years after that.
Yes. Kick ass.
Kick ass. I know a new Concrete Charlie that was my guy.
Absolutely. Kick ass. Everyone's running into this situation on Christmas. Arguing with your dad that he needs to label his gifts every year because he can never remember which gift is for who. Every year he refuses, leading you to being age 12 and you open a sex book that was never mine.
Ouch.
We've all run into that before.
No, we haven't because mom only touches the gifts. Dad never does it. He sets them up underneath the tree. That is jackass.
And the other part of the jackass is now we know why you're messed up.
Sounds like such a personal problem.
I didn't know we were taking this that way.
Apologies. I'm going to go kick ass because that's funny as hell.
Well, yeah, probably because your mom had to put you to bed.
And you were
a Richard Blocker, apparently.
Yeah. One of the reasons you wonder why Diaz is an expert in Kama Sutra. Total jackass.
Book on Tantra.
That is correct. That's a jackass move.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one here? Zach. The elf on the shelf.
Complete jackass. It'll never happen in my household.
Isn't that the end of the cupboard?
That's why you got to move it every day. Like, you got to put that...
We don't have a whole lot of time. Yeah. Let's go.
Jackass, I'm not moving nothing.
It's such a lazy concept, jackass.
Jackass.
Total jackass.
We all know Miracle at the Meadowlands.
Yep.
We all know Miracle at the Meadowlands 2. Which I think Miracle at the Meadowlands 2 was so much more... intense because of how many points you had to come down from
playoff implications.
However, 2009, the Eagles-Giants closing the Meadowlands, and one of the only times that I can safely say I enjoyed one of Donovan McNabb's dumbass moves.
Number five, I always love you.
The phone?
When he grabbed the phone and talked to the Giants coach instead, he got a penalty. It didn't matter. We closed down the Meadowlands in fine fashion. Giants fans can kiss my Richard.
Oh,
there you go. What? Kiss my.
Oh, we have our first volunteer.
No. It's great.
No.
Shut up.
Don't waste that on him.
It's great to see that you're finally.
I thought you're 4'10".
You guys, really? It's great to see that you're finally off because Sam's workshop doesn't need you anymore. I got you.
Ten hands.
Anyway, Diaz, one more?
Sure. Let me hold up.
Harry, we're cutting into your time. Love you.
Here's an easy one. Kick ass or jackass? That's tough.
Jackass. You can kiss your girl wherever the hell you want.
Ooh, wow. HR.
Whoa. And we'll move on to Slash.
I'll take camel over missile.
There's not a damn thing I can say that will trump that.
I have a gobbler. Kick ass.
No, that's just
that was quite a good moment.
Everybody real fast.
You take us up.
Before we get out of here, Red Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available 11 locations throughout Philadelphia. Over 85,000 patients, including those with a camel. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. So, schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or go to gphainc.org, gphainc.org. For more information on behalf of myself, Quimby, Super Sam, Diaz, Sack, Tank, Slash, DJ Tree, Tim O'Keefe back in the studio. Happy holidays to everybody. F the Giants, you deserve an ass whooping, and it's coming right now. Harry Mays, take it away.
Go Birds!